Shout out to you, man.
All right, man. Shout out to you too. You keep doing your thing, and I can keep seeing the grind on you, bro.
Thank you, bro. I'm trying. I'm trying.
I can't wait for your next record as well.
Yes. Hey.
The one for you. Like, I gotta hear some wavy shit. Yo, the fucking Slime EP.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, so all stories got to throw that out there, you feel me?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, man. That really, yeah, man. And Righteous or Ratchet. Hey, that's still going. I still listen to that shit every day. So yeah. Right. But hey, I'm gonna get back to this edit because I'm gonna end up not getting right, it bro, out. Right, but bro, hey, right. Appreciate you, my G. Thank
I
you.
Appreciate you.
All right, man. So it looks like you ain't really had shit to say, huh? Well, let's get to Chopin's favor. First lie was about crippled, I was all for the sea. Was I following him or was he following me? How am I taking notes of fucking following leads when his first fucking song is with me? 2 seconds of research, you could have got all of that G. Whoever gave you information must be rocking with me. Every drop is starting to make your credibility weak. How you drowning, but I'm the one with the leak. Nigga, please, and whoever fucking told you I like death to mumble rap is either really stupid or just setting up a trap. They asked me to show up in the video, I'll pass. Bitch, I already addressed this on that Luke Gone track. I swear to God that you ain't the one that asked me to be in your video, dawg. Swear to God that I ain't stay in the car the whole damn time and just laugh at you hard. See, I told you motherfuckers just making the same song. You heard one screw diss and you basically heard them all. Know it's odd? I notice you ain't talk about them all. Whole intro about rebuttals, but where are they in the song? Oh my God, that Tom McDonald clip was so weak. Please show me why I said he was heat. You motherfucking true cap, but I was two rappers squashing the beef. And I had said a line in it where I said, if I was black, then so is the strap, brat the Tom like McDonald, right? And I didn't think it was going to be taken the way it was taken, but I got a wave of your people coming in like, oh, he dissed Tom. Why would you do that? Ah! And they're going crazy. So I just wanted everybody to know that we cool. We good. Like, you know, like, how did you take it, any offense to that line?
5 years ago, he moved less off of me. Made a song about being black that was important to me. Cause all the racism I got just got annoying to me. I was saying there was a problem, they ignored him, my G. But I know if he said the same thing, that ought to his piece.
The thing that you did that was the most important, no matter how anybody felt this song, is you said that this problem exists. And believe it or not, that little of a statement literally 180 certain people where they didn't think it was a thing, yeah. But coming from you, it's like, oh, whoa, this really does happen. Like, and I watched people who argued with me previously come back and be like, okay, now I kind of understand what you're saying, yeah. More, and that's why I appreciate it so.
Since then, he's changed his campaign, and it ain't been the damn same, and I said to his damn face, I'm glad he checked his fan base.
And from your point of view, that's why I literally said the messenger is important. Because there's people in your fan base who needed to hear that.
But it's okay, fuck this, that proof. Got lasers on tools. The faux bust, you throw nut. I'm not a glazer like you, you fucking fool. I still think your taste a little skewed. Once I saw you hype Ben Shapiro bars, you was through. The way you be cutting up clips is really fucking up shit. You really tried to puppet, you took a swing and ain't touches. And these pre-recorded diss tracks ain't giving you credit. Cause you ain't really rebuttal anything that I said. I said you joked about an innocent man being dead. And you brought up Easy Mill, what a fucking Eurostep. Matter of fact, this little fact is gonna damage you now. That person talking about Easy's his ex-manager now. That whole story that he told you, so embarrassing, wow. Did you even stop to think or even said it out loud? So you believe I randomly got his location and shit? Got on a plane and flew to Vegas that quick? And did I kick his fucking door down with chops out and walk right in? Force his mother to cook the supper while they all frights in? Heather forced him to do a song, force him to make a beat. If you really watching our bars, and you know that that's make-believe. So I force him to do a fucking video to get plays, then force him to bring me back and finish it the next day. Then I force him to bump it loud so we can hear that shit. Then flew home and from Nebraska, forced him to clear that shit. If you actually believe that, then you weirder than shit. Sometimes I feel some don't be thinking, they just hearing a diss. Nobody knew I was coming, I just appeared in that bitch. Well, to anyone who does believe that, here it is. Truth is, no matter how you cut it, that's my homeboy. Lie all you want, we just talked 3 months ago, boy, and he was asking. asking for my reactions before I known, boy. The truth is I don't know if Easy even trusted homeboy. That nigga mad, I said that he was hurting Easy's growth, boy. But who is right, cause Easy aftermath and he alone, boy. If we ain't really cool and I'm just doing him wrong, then why we got another interview after our song? Another easy provable fact that you got wrong. About to catch 3 W's on this nigga like .com. With so many lies that finna leave you after this one. Gotta be a hater to believe you after this one. Double down on that Stevie angle you fake. Like I back down, but we already saw me off of the fade.
If you just want to squabble, if you just want to run a fade because you don't like what I said, it is what it is. I'll never turn that down either.
You quit soccer when you rolled your ankle cause you bitch made. I hope you roll your ankle 6 times when you on this stage. We know why you mad and we can see it all on his face. Saw me on the ERB and almost did a spit take.
The feature who's on it. And yes, as some of you know, as some of you have guessed, I am not a big fan of Screwface Jean. You might feel a different way. That's cool. But listen, at the end of the day, we're all here for ERB. I'm a huge fan of ERB. They made a decision for a reason to put him on this, so I feel like it's not right if I don't react to it. I have to let you know how I feel going into it, but, you know, I'm an adult here. We can put our big boy pants on.
Seething in his reaction, I was laughing, I saw big rage. Remember when that kid paid to put me on his mixtape or album or whatever? I just got paid to rap. I heard there's a ghost in your chamber. This is the proton pack. So I'm rocking out like Hendrix. How many of your friends is helping you try to win this pussy? You'll need more henchmen. I'm actually amazed all the fake shit that you say. Back and forth to Niger 4 times since I've lived in the States. Oh man, another fucking mistake. How many times you kick a lie, then I just prove it was fake. So next time that the snake has got something to say, and you believe him after this, you must be off of that base. Oh, you thinking that you better as a rapper and reactor? With them choppy flows and them fake ass reactions? Oh, you don't believe me, he be planning his reactions? Well, let's hear his homeboy talk about his cap.
He'll give you like full dissections where he studied the material first. Where he studied the material first.
I ain't gonna lie. This is the first time in my entire history that I got a diss track on me where everything was a disprovable lie. This man really put in a song that I basically broke into someone's house, stole a beat, stole a feature, stole a music video, flew from Vegas back to Nebraska and stole a clearance and I wasn't even there. And y'all believe that? Oh my God.
When I was involved in a beef and looking at some stuff in prep work, like I came up with this, like let's talk about having a leak in their camp because we knew that they were a paranoid person, right? And they've fallen out with a lot of people. So even if you don't have a leak, it's a good bluff to play in poker, really.